814 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Ayer to Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Wednesday morning. And we are joined by Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. Sheriff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Cold.
Yeah, I know. I know. And aren't you glad it's not you out on patrol having to help people that are stuck in a ditch or whatever?
I can recall a time back in 1978 when the blizzard hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was on third shift, and they blocked, shut down Route 34, old Route 34. Mm-hmm. So we had to position a person out there to stop traffic. Well, I was the unlucky one, and I stood out there for 8 hours.
Oh.
And it was bitterly cold.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what a horrible winter that was. I still remember, you know, just when you pass Watauga going toward Oneida, of course, on the east side there. The railroad tracks are raised there, so guess where all the snow stopped? Yeah. And you had basically about a mile there that ended up being a one-lane tunnel, was almost, because the snow was like 10 feet up. It was over the top of the speed limit signs and everything on both sides of the road there. And that was.
And you know, it's funny, because when you talk to kids, young kids, say, well, I can recall the times, and, you know, they're sure, Dad, or, you know, whatever, but
we haven't had anything like that since. All right. Well, we're going to talk this morning about an event, an annual thing going on, the Triad Police Academy. First off, talk about what exactly the Triad Police Academy is.
The Police Academy, about 6 years ago, thought, you know, what better way to reach out to the community? You know, we're all accustomed to seeing crime scene investigation, and they take, I got a fingerprint, and it belongs to John Doe. They have no conception of how long that actually takes. And the same thing holds true with the DNA, along with most other things. You know, a TV show, you can shoot and kill 8 people and go home that night. So,
you figure out who did it within that time frame, too. You get all the DNA, you get everything, yeah.
So, gave it a lot of thought and thought, you know, if we limit it to senior citizens, have speakers come in that are knowledgeable about a specific topic, give them a little insight as to what police work really is like. And from that time, it's gone over very well. Each year, we were seeing an increase in numbers. You know, it's not only geared for that purpose, but it's good to get the seniors out.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously, if we have horrid weather, we will cancel it. But I think the same senior citizens that typically show up, enjoy it. It's kind of a social event for them. It's a short period of time, 2 hours. Plus, they learn. They have questions, excellent questions. And it's just gone over very, very, very well.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't care if you're a senior or not, we've seen the TV shows and movies and all this, and it's like, okay, well, what really happens? Yes, some of that may or may not happen, but what really happens, what's the time process, and you know, I guess they find out that there's some exciting parts of your job and some that are kind of tedious, you know, as well.
And some jobs that they care not to be around at all. And mm-hmm. here, I'm going to say maybe 3 years back, we had, it's called the FATS machine, shoot, don't shoot. Okay. And it's training for law enforcement, and it's mobile, so it goes throughout the area. I was fortunate enough to get it, and those attendees, if they volunteered, could utilize it. And obviously, the point there was, you know, it's a hundredth of a second decision that any law enforcement has to make, and it's a tough decision. And they were quite shocked. Never, and hopefully never, will be in that situation, but to realize that a blink of an eye, it's over and done with, whether it's right or wrong. And it's too easy to armchair quarterback and say, right, well, you shouldn't have, or what if.
Yeah, well, you talk about, a comparison like Major League Baseball. They talk about the decision a batter has to make as to when and where to swing at a pitch, that blink of an eye, same thing. But you're talking about, instead of a baseball that you're trying to hit, you're talking about your life,
yes,
possibly.
Exactly.
And seeing your brain having to process, what's this person doing? Are they pulling a weapon? Are they going to fire at me? That's a whole lot to process, and like you said, in nanoseconds.
Yeah, and it's too much in a lot of aspects. But at the same time, it was an eye opener, and that's all that I was attempting to do, mm-hmm. and that went over very well. And you know, it's just at the very last day of the session, it's a time where I can talk with them, answer questions, which they've got some great questions. And it's been a good resource. Mm-hmm. And Triad, I cannot say enough good about Triad in the community. Triad, the acronym, doesn't really stand for anything. Mm-hmm. But it's a group of senior citizens that check on, you know, homebound seniors that have no one in the house to care for them. When it got started when Sheriff Harding was in office, and he appointed then Deputy Tom Morris to be in charge. And Tom, thankfully, was still on my watch when I got there and did an outstanding job. So he was a liaison between the Triad Board and the Sheriff's Department. Monthly board meetings, and then the county is divided up into quads, and every month there's a quad meeting. And primarily for information to us, that, you know, John just got home from the hospital. He's pretty much confined to home. There's no relatives, living relatives, or everybody is five states away. We then go and contact John and say, we'd like to check on you. Stop, but drive up, knock on the door, talk to you, be able to converse. And if they say no, that's fine. That's entirely up to them.
They're actually speaking to you, though, so you know yes. They're more than likely fine.
You know, sometimes it's only a five-minute visit. Sometimes it may lead up to an hour. And what a better public relation. I mean, that is huge. In the 10 and a half years as sheriff, the deputy that has been liaison has basically saved two lives.
Wow.
And, you know, if you can save one, you've done your job. Mm-hmm. So, and at the same time, other Triad members, those that maybe they know, they'll just call and check on them that way verbally. So it's a great unit, and I have to chuckle back when I first became sheriff, then liaison Tom Morris came to my office and he says, Dave, if you do away with any program, do not do away with Triad. And he was 100% right. Mm-hmm. Those people are very dedicated.
Well, and I guess that's something that as a sheriff's department, you wouldn't have the time or manpower to just do that in general, because I'm sure county, you do get calls, city gets calls, state probably gets calls for a welfare check, but you not to the level that it probably actually exists. You wouldn't be able to cover that all the time
right.
without a program like
right.
this.
You know, we can all talk about horror stories from the elderly, you know, being sick at home and mm-hmm. nobody checks, and 7 months later we get a call.
Right.
And those are the calls that you don't want to have. And I'm not saying that Triad can prevent it, but we can sure make a dent hoping to prevent any similar situation. Just an outstanding group of seniors mm-hmm. that really they're the ones, when I proposed the Senior Police Academy, they're the ones that orchestrated it. Mm-hmm. And then it was up to us to find the speakers. But, you know, they always bring food, homemade food, snacks that, you know, we take breaks. And then the very last day we provide pizza. During that period of time in which they talk to me, you know, the new ones always want to know my history, and that alone can take 3 or 4 hours, I guess. anyway, it's just an outstanding group of people.
Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us this morning, the Triad Police Academy. Okay, so let's talk about the specifics of the academy itself. When does it run, and how can somebody get signed up if they're interested?
It starts next Monday, January 22nd, mm-hmm. 9 a.m., and it goes on every Monday for the next 8 weeks. Concludes on March 12th, and during that time, we've got classes. Starts 9:30 a.m. and it concludes at 11:30 a.m. each Monday. It's held at the Galesburg Police Department auditorium. And if you're wanting to sign up, all you have to do is make a phone call to the Sheriff's Department, 345-3733, and just say, there's my name, I'm planning on attending. for those that do not call, just show up at the Public Safety Building, 150 South Broad Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both were thinking about that. When you started saying, I'm like, which, Broad.
and just go to the front lobby, tell them what you're there for. Please don't get there early because you're going to be sitting out in the lobby, and that's just not good.
Yeah.
So if you get there about 9:15, I know our new liaison with Triad, Deputy Jackie Arthur, will be there probably around 8:30, but to avoid sitting there, just get there around 9:15, and then Everybody is brought down, and we take a pass around a sheet, sign-up sheet, name, and an email address in the event that, horrid weather hits and we've got to cancel so we can reach out to people. So, and if you can't make it the first day, and you can the other remaining seven Mondays, show up, and vice versa. If you show up knowing that there's going to be a couple of times that you have an appointment, you can't make it, so be it. It'll be beneficial.
Is there a cost at all for the program?
No, it's free.
Wow, absolutely free. So for senior citizens, the Triad Police Academy, again, starts on Monday, January 22nd, runs for 8 weeks through March 12th. And again, 345-3733 is the number for the Sheriff's Department to let them know you'd like to sign up. Or if you can just show up. Is there a limited number of seats available, or have you? Okay.
No, I think last year we had like 34, and there was still enough for 34 more, I think.
Oh, wow. Good.
It's a very large auditorium, and no fee. The fee, I guess, is homemade cookies and brownies.
There you go. That's always a good thing. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us this morning. The Triad Police Academy, again, getting underway on Monday. And if you would like to join again, 345-3733, or for some more information if you'd like to find out more about it. But it sounds like a really neat thing, and it's just so informative for those that are interested. I mean, and maybe it's somebody that was interested in police work and didn't choose that as their career path, and can find out more about that and what they may have missed out on, or maybe they're find out they're glad they didn't do that for a living.
Right.
That's probably, is that what the more likely scenario?
Yeah. And you know, they I think they realize real quick how much dedication there is in being law enforcement, whether it's here, state police, whomever.
Right. Yep. Knox County Sheriff Dave Clegg joining us this morning. And the Triad Police Academy, 8-week program, again, for senior citizens. And we're talking 60
on up.
Okay,
on
60 up. On up. So I don't quite qualify. Sorry.
Oh, I'm there.
Well, you already know. You've been to plenty of academies, haven't you?
Yeah, one or two.
And what a great program. And again, the Triad program, really, really. Is it something, is there a similar program in other counties that you're aware of?
Not that I am aware of, which makes this one very unique.
Yeah.
And more reason to be successful at it. So, we value their opinion. So if this class was rather dry, not interesting, we try to avoid it next year. So basically the curriculum is geared after their wants.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example of a class, say somebody from like the DCI comes in, or the crime lab, or just kind of maybe an example of what somebody might hear about.
February 12th, Illinois State Police Crime Scene Investigator Trooper Garrett Tasker will be there. And that's always a win-win. People are fascinated. And starting off January 22nd, fire safety, home security, Galesburg Fire Department Chief Tom Simpkins. And, trying to gear a lot of things towards the seniors' safety. The other one that our department is up and running with is child safety on the internet. Whether it's child pornography, whether it's someone from another state stalking that child. We've got an investigator that has been sent to numerous schools, and that's primarily what he does 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that starts January 29th. Jared McDermott, very, very highly thought of, regarded.
Yeah.
Scams and frauds, typically the elder is the victim of majority of the scams. Investigator from Galesburg Police Department, Todd Olinger, does an outstanding job. February 19th, sex offenders, elder abuse, Beth Pearson and Barb Foster will be the guest speakers for that. You know, sex offenders is always brought up, but if people would go to our website, Knox County Illinois Sheriff.com, we've got an entire list of sex offenders, mm-hmm. and you can pull it up on the map and find out a radius of 10 miles, 20 miles from your house. March 5th, discussion on wills, mm-hmm. which is something that I've neglected, but would like to have some information on it.
Yeah, because we never know. And that, you're right. Yeah, that's one a lot of us, I think, neglect. And it's like, you know, it probably doesn't matter your age. It's
right.
Something you should think about. You
right.
know? Yeah.
And then the last week, March 12th, CPR and past liaison Doug Sampson, who retired December 8th from the Sheriff's Department, mm-hmm. Will do the CPR, and then time thereafter will be devoted to questions and answers from me.
Yep. So, Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us, the Triad Police Academy. It all gets underway on Monday the 22nd. Again, if you would like to get yourself registered, you can call the Sheriff's Department, 345-3733. That's 345-3733. It runs for 8 weeks, the final week, March 12th. And again, you'll have a sheet to fill out, so they'll be able to contact you if one gets canceled due to the weather or
right.
whatever the case may be. Or you can show up and participate as well. One of the things you mentioned with Jared McDermott, I know we've had him on with you before, and,
yes.
and we will again soon, because that's one of those you mentioned, that's an eight-hour-a-day job for him, and could probably be more if he could do it 24 hours a day. He could, and that's a really sad thing that you have to have an officer like that.
It
but
is.
You do.
It is. And you know, unfortunately with news, whether mm-hmm. it's local, whether it is Quad Cities, but that's what prompted me to look into it was – it just seemed like there for a period of time, several years ago, there was a rash up around Clinton, up around Davenport. And I'm thinking, boy, if a small community like Clinton, Iowa is having mm-hmm. problems, what problems do we see?
Yeah.
And I was hoping none, but I was sadly mistaken. So.
Yeah. And you were talking just social media. I mean, those predators are out there. They're pretty smart.
Yes, very.
And that's what's sad. So yeah, and we'll get you guys in to talk about that again soon as well. Scams as well. I mean, these are all every one of those topics, I think, is a topic that we've discussed and can discuss again here on Galesburg's Morning News. All right. Well, the Triad Police Academy, again, no cost whatsoever.
No cost.
If you want to
nope.
bake some cookies,
that's
whatever.
Perfect.
Bring some snacks. That's one thing, but
yeah.
but absolutely no cost. All right, Sheriff. Anything else we need to get to this morning?
No, I think that's it, Tom.
Be careful out on the roads. I guess is a biggie this time of year, and especially when it's so darn cold. I mean, it's one thing to get stuck, and it's snowed and it's 28 degrees. That's one thing, but when you get stuck and it's below zero and below zero wind chill, then it can get dangerous.
It was like yesterday. I had a Peoria Meg meeting. I sit on the board, and it was starting at 9 a.m. at the Peoria County Sheriff's Department. And you think, number one, it's bitterly cold. Hope the car doesn't freeze up.
Right.
I'm sure it's slick in locations. And actually, it wasn't too bad. But give yourself enough time to get
right.
from point A to point B. And if you have a cell phone, please see to it that it's charged.
Yeah. And don't be talking out while you're driving, because
right.
one, it's illegal. Two, it's
right.
really, really dangerous. And in bad weather, even more so.
Yes.
So, yeah,
yes.
Remember that. Sheriff, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And again, the Triad Police Academy starts on Monday. Call 345-3733 if you'd like to get yourself registered. Always appreciate your time, Dave.
Thank you very much, Tom.